called Capturing Opportunities. We do have communion, so it's going to be got our best, okay? What happened in Carolina? Y'all knew what I was going up for. Y'all heard what I said last week, most of you. And this year marks the 25th year of my mother's murder. And I had a dream a couple of months ago. I saw the land there, my mama's house, after her death. After her murder, it was sold. And it was a real bad part of town. I think we got $10,000 for the house, the land, everything. And wasn't nothing wrong with it. It's pretty good shape then. But then, about 10 years ago, it burned. And so since that time, it's just gone to pot. Amen? Weeds, vines, you can't even see the house. So what was already a bad memory, when I go home, I ride up that street. And I guess I don't need to go up the street, but that's what I do. That's where I'm from. And so I look at it, it just hurts me. So about 2 months ago, I had a dream. I saw that house in my dream. It was all cleaned up. It was pretty. It was great. And they had turned it into a memorial in my dream to my mother. And I'm like, you know, I just had a great dream is all it was. You know, I had a great dream. But I thought, I need to capture the opportunity. Why'd I have that dream? Well, to comfort me, I believe. To comfort me. Oh, I loved it. But then I thought, I got to take this foot and put that foot right out there in front of it and just see where that leads. That's all I got to do. I'm not going to tell people, I had a dream. I'm going to do this because God told me. That's what people, crazy people do, in my opinion. I shared it with you. I started knocking. You have not because you asked not. The Bible says knock and it shall be opened. It says things all through the Bible. But the bottom line, so I found out, of all things, that it's being auctioned by the county. I didn't know that. I had no idea. If I hadn't tried to capture the opportunity, I'd have never known. So I started bidding this past week, and I was there. Now, you can bid online, but I wanted to be in the county at the time. Okay, so it was something I don't want to be close by. My family knew all about it. Y'all knew about it. And so I start bidding. And somebody's bidding against me. For a piece of crap? In the worst part of town, what do you want to do? Get shot? And I bid, and they bid, and I bid, and they bid, and I bid, and they bid. And finally, below my land down there is the Veterans Memorial down below. It's down the hill down here. That used to be our garden, by the way. Not our land, but we gardened it because a man let us. Mr. Seago, he owned the Budweiser plant. And I told you, my mama liked that stuff. And we were able to garden that land. So he ended up giving that land to the veterans. And they put crosses and memorials on that for soldiers. So I thought, when this bidding's going on back and forth, I'm going to call the veterans on the phone. Don't even know who to call. So I got a number, I called them. And they said, yep, it's us. We're bidding against you. And I told him, fantastic. He said, you need to call our commander. Matter of fact, he called me. The commander called me. And I told him who I was. I told him I grew up in that house. I told him that's where my mother was brutally murdered, in that house. He had no idea. He said, I moved there in 83 from another city. He said, I didn't know that happened there. So I told him how mama was a drunk. I told him how mama watched Billy Graham. He said, I like Billy Graham. And I told him how mama was saved, but that her husband refused Christ and took my mother's life. And I said, I'm so tired, sir, of seeing it nasty. He said, well, son, it's not going to be nasty anymore. He said, we're going to tear that house down. He said, we're going to clean that place up. He said, we've got one more row left to lay the veterans down below. He said, we want that land so that we can honor the veterans of this country on it. You know what I said? I stopped bidding right now. Praise the Lord. Amen. Absolutely. Absolutely. Nothing would please my mother more than to know that men and women who served our country are memorialized on the ground where her kids grew up and where she gardened and where her life was taken. And she's a soldier of Christ. Amen. And I told the guy, I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. We're going to pay whatever they pay. We're going to reimburse them. You understand? That's what's going to happen. It's not going to be a fortune, probably less than $2,000. Amen. But we're going to reimburse them. And also I asked him, I said, sir, would you mind considering putting a cross on that property? He said, well, we'll have to vote. It's a voting thing. I just can't say that. And I said, I understand. I'm not asking for something I can't get. I said, I'm going to be tickled either way. He said, but son, I don't believe there's going to be a problem. Amen. So I'm happy about it. So I thought I'd tell you that. You might think, oh, I didn't get my way. My way was not what mattered. What mattered is that that house gets tore down. Amen. Say. And it gets clean. Amen. This is a better plan. This is a better plan. This is a better plan. My brother Terry here, not only are we going to be blessed as a family, think about the families that's going to come now on the ground we grew up on. And they're going to sit there in the garden. They're going to sit there on the benches. They're going to be able to memorialize and love on the one that gave their life. Amen. Say. So I thought that was a good thing. Amen. Say. Now, by the way, yeah, praise the Lord again. Come on. Come on. Also, it was going to cost a lot of money. We got a bid just to tear the house down with $6,500 just to tear the house down and take it to the dump. Dump fee was $3,000. Are y'all hearing me or not? And that ain't the trees and that ain't all the mess. And that ain't the maintaining it every month, every week. You hear me? So the Lord blessed me. I got out pretty cheap. Amen. And you know how much the Lord put in my heart to love this country. Now listen, it's like a story out of the Bible to me, because this is the worst part of town. Who would put a veterans memorial in the worst? Only stupid people would do something like this. Not so, because that's where the veterans club is, right across the street. Been there since I was a little boy. And those fellows watch over that land. You hear them? You hear me? And boy, the one they got right now keeps pretty clean, pretty nice. And so we've got some pretty rough old fellows and probably women as well that's going to make sure it stays pretty straight in that area. Amen. Say, my goal is maybe one day the whole street will be that. How about that? It's a dead end road. Maybe about 5 more lots will be all veterans one day. And that'll take care of that street. Amen. So praise the Lord. Amen. And many of you wanted to help. You gave a little something, or y'all wanted to know how y'all could do that. And, you know. We're going to do, and also we're going to make a donation to them. We're going to make a donation. It's a good thing. Y'all hear me? Yes, sir. Aren't you glad you're free? Amen. Say. It's a good thing. This is a good thing. Amen. So, that's that. That's that. Let's go. But here's the thing. If I hadn't had the dream, acted upon it, I would not have had the opportunity. I would not have had the opportunity to share my story about my mother to the veterans, to tell about how she came to Christ. I would not have had the opportunity to alert my family, to be a part of the bidding process, to have the, I might have found out one day, I went home and said, well, look at that, that's great. But instead of just saying that, I got to live through it. Amen. I hope to go up there, maybe when they take that old wrecking ball, and they take that bulldozer, whatever they're going to do, I might want to be there and just watch it come down. Amen, say. And if I didn't take the opportunity, I wouldn't even have known it ever happened. Y'all hear me or not? Praise the Lord. So I'm thrilled. My family's thrilled. Amen. So praise the Lord. Amen. Let's go to the message this morning. Capturing opportunities. Capturing opportunities. Rod, you're going to push me now because I took a ton of time, buddy. Sorry. And I got to do the same thing next service. Say that with me. Occupy till I come. One more time. Occupy till I what? That's what Jesus said. Jesus told his disciples that. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. And as they heard these things, he added and spake a parable to his disciples, to the folks, because he was near Jerusalem and because they thought, that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. See, guys, Jerusalem was besieged. Rome ruled Jerusalem and most of the world. It was horrible what they went through, the atrocities. And they thought Messiah was Jesus. And he's coming on a kick Rome's butt. I know that's plain Jane English, but it's really important you hear it straight. And that's not why Jesus came. Why Jesus came is at the beginning of the verse. What does it say? For the Son of Man is what? Come to do what? Say that it's what? Did it say he came up there to kick Rome's rear end? That's not why he came. He came to kick Satan's rear end. He came so that you and I could be saved. Amen. That's why Jesus came. And so he's going to share a parable with his disciples. This is obviously before his crucifixion, resurrection. However, it was important they hear this. It's important you hear it. So he gives this parable, a story with hidden truth. You need to dig in it and learn. He said a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a what? A kingdom. And then do what? Jesus said, he came to this earth made in the likeness of man to receive a kingdom. And he's coming again. He's now at the right hand of God the Father where he ever lives to make intercession for you and me. But we belong to the King. He's my King, King Jesus, King of kings and Lord of lords. Amen? And he will come again. But he wanted to tell him this story. He called his 10 servants in this story he's telling. He calls 10 servants. He delivered unto them how much? Say it with me. 10 pounds. And he said unto them, say it loud. Here we go. Occupy till I come. Keep looking. So let's see what we can learn. Occupy till I come is the title of the message. We're in a new series called Capturing Opportunities. Why the title Capturing Opportunities? Well, guess what the word occupy means? Take a wild guess. It means to what? It means to what? What am I supposed to do? Sit here on my rear end till Jesus comes again? Occupy. A lot of people think that's what it means to work in this country. You just don't go see it all day. No, we'd like you to get up and do something, okay? I love what my father-in-law that I worked for many years, a fine pastor, he said to me and to all our staff, he said, do something even if it's wrong. Just move, man. So the word occupy doesn't mean just to fill space. You understand or not? Not supposed to just fill space. You're not a daddy just to fill space. You're not a mama just to fill space. You're not a wife, a husband, a child. You're not a brother just to fill some space. I just bide my time till Jesus comes. How about do something for him? For your neighbor. How about move, man? Well, I'm old. I can't move anymore. Move your mouth then. Do something. Use it to encourage people. Amen. Instead of tell about all the sickness and the illness and the pains and the aches. How about use your mouth to bless somebody? Yes or no? Amen or amen. Say. Instead of saying, I can't do, I can't do, I can't do. That's Jesus. That's not his plan for your life. At all. So we're to occupy till he comes. We're to capture. The word means capture. We've all been given something we can what? Man, y'all are weak on me today. Come on. We've all been given something we can what? Come on. Yeah, man. And that is what? Opportunities. I had an opportunity. Don't look at what I did as a loss. Oh, poor Gary didn't get the land. Are you kidding me? Not only is my mother memorialized there on that property. Are you kidding me? People, this is fantastic. But now veterans that serve our country on a piece of property that should be like, you know, put a fence around it and say, keep out. Now it's going to say, welcome. Amen. Say. And over the years, maybe I'll get to tell some stories there on that land. You just never know. Amen. So beautiful. So what's this parable about? Let's talk about it. This parable that Jesus told us about opportunities. I have 10 minutes to try to unpack it. He was speaking to his disciples. First thing in this parable, he was dispelling some disappointment in this parable. Some disappointment. Here it is. As they heard these things, he added and spake a parable because he was near Jerusalem and because they thought that the kingdom of God was going to happen right away. He's going to kick Rome's butt. Okay? He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went to a far country to receive a kingdom and to return. So the first thing he wanted to do is just let them know, my kingdom ain't coming right now. It's not why I'm here. I'm here to seek and to save that which is lost. He later said that we're going to go to Jerusalem. The Son of Man is going to be spit on. He's going to be crucified. He's going to be buried. Third day, he's going to what? Rise again. Amen. So he was letting them know that he's dispelling some disappointment. I'm going away. I am going away. All right? To receive my kingdom from my Father, but I will do what? I will what? So he's dispelling some disappointment with his disciples, even though they don't have a clue what's going on here. Now, this is the work. There's work for you to do, and you're going to do it. There's work for you to do, and you're going to do it. That's what he was trying to say here. There is work for you to do, and you're going to do it. You're going to do it. Here I am 2,000 years later from these jokers doing the work that he's called us to do. Y'all hear me or not? Amen. And you're doing that. And if you're not, you need to. You need to capture some opportunities out there. When are we going to start serving the Lord? Amen or oh me. Well, I do it when I get older. Well, some of y'all there. And some of you wished you did it when you were younger. And that's where some of you are right now. You're younger. And you don't want to get older and have regrets that I didn't stand for Christ. I didn't serve the Lord. I didn't capture the opportunities I had when I could have. Amen? So it's a big, big, big parable here. Capturing opportunities. The second thing Jesus taught in his parable, he tells a story about this incredible opportunity. We got to unpack it quick. 10 servants are called. They're given how much? 10 pounds each. He called his 10 servants, delivered them 10 pounds, and said, do this. Occupy or capture the opportunities with what I've given you. Capture the opportunities with what I've given you because I'm coming again. Capture the opportunities with what I've given you because I'm coming again. They're all given the same amount. They all had the same amount. They all had the same opportunity. You know why we don't do something in life so often? It's because we whine because somebody else has got something we ain't. That we don't have. Did you know you got something that somebody else might not have? Say. They don't have your family. They don't have your situation. They don't have your upbringing. They don't have your education. They don't have all the things that you have. They don't have your specific set of circumstances. They don't have your grandchildren. They don't have your children. They don't have what you have. Oh, if I had! All that is a whiner. Not capturing opportunity. Y'all hear me or not? This is strong, isn't it? It's life. It's not about how much money you have or how gifted you are. It's about how faithful you are with what you have. And we're going to find out next Sunday. My mama had 11th grade education. She had nothing. She lived in a home where a guy would beat her face in. You know, that's not most of us, is it? Yes or no? That's not most of us in here, is it? If she could do something, you can do something. Amen or oh me. You know how that just speaks to me? I didn't know some of the trouble I was going to go through in my life. But being able to see a soldier like my mama helped me go through some of the mess I've gone through in my life. Amen? Got to capture these opportunities in life. The person who has little or the person who has much, both have what? Absolutely. And both can be what? Faithful. Is it just those that are gifted, those that speak well, those are the pretty folk of California and Hollywood? Most times I've seen those folks are do-nothing. Excuse me. Amen. And people that get up every day, work hard, take care of their family, don't make much, but they pay their bills because they're honest people. You know, they just looked over. That's the salt of this country. You hear me, yes or no? Good people doing good, taking advantage of what little they have. Amen. Good stuff. This parable can preach, man. So, the third thing we learn, he mentions the king's citizens. As he's given this parable, he said the citizens hated him and sent a message after him saying, we will not have you reign over us. There's more going on here than just capturing opportunities. We got some serious rebellion going on and hate. I will not serve the Lord. I will not serve the king. Okay. They sent the king a message. We hate him. Pretty strong message. We ain't going to have this man to reign over us. I believe I got it. Got your message loud and clear. Okay. Psalm 69 says they hated me without a cause. And their hate's more, the ones that did it are more than the hairs of my head, but Jesus came here to die for us anyway. You hear me? Yes or no? Beautiful. He that hates me hates my Father. This is what Jesus said. If I had done among them the works which no other man did, you know, they wouldn't have sinned. But now they have both seen me, Father. Jesus said, if I'd have just gone along to get along, we wouldn't have seen the evil. But because I came and I told them the truth, they're going to kill me. And they did. You hear me or not? He's just giving us a little truth here. They hated him in this parable, would not have him to be the Lord over them in this story, in this parable. Now, occupy till I come again. Now the rest of the story. Are you ready? We got to fly. Y'all with me so far? You're like, you're fast today. Well, I got communion. Here we go. It came to pass that when he was returned, oh, the king came back. Huh. Having received the kingdom, he commanded these servants to be called unto him to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by their what? By their trading. The king returns, received his kingdom. Commands the servants to be called. He wants to know how much every man has gained by their trading, just like the scripture says. One, two, three. Just going to look at three of them. One, two, three. Got it? One, two, three. Number one had gained how many pounds? Yeah. Then came the first saying, Lord, your pounds gained how many? Boom! Out of the park. I want to be that guy. Amen. Say. When I played ball, I didn't want it. If somebody said, oh, got a man on third, you just need to get the bite on the ball. And, you know, and then we, you know, from second, you can hit a single and get him in. I never thought about hitting a single. Never got up to the plate one time in my life, thought about it. I'll hit a single. I'll put it over the shortstop's head. I'll take a little off of it. Every time I got up, I want to knock it out of the park. That's what I wanted to do. I want to be the one that gets 10. Say that with me. I want to be the one that gets what? That's what I want. Why not? If you dream, dream big. I want to capture big things. Amen. Little me from Rockingham. Crazy me from Rockingham. God's blessed my life. Then he came the first saying, Lord, your pounds gained 10 pounds. He said unto him, well, thou good and faithful servant, because you've been faithful in a very what? You're faithful that one, you're going to have authority over 10 cities. Now this is just a story. It's a parable. There's a lot of truth in here. Good servant, faithful in very little, authority over how much? It's funny how we'll look down on folks that have money today. And you don't know them from Adam's house cat. You don't know how hard they worked. You don't know what they did. All you want to do is take what they got. You pitiful as far as I'm concerned. That sounds political, doesn't it? It sounds biblical to me. Yes or no? I'd rather be biblical than political. Let's see what happens in the story. What do you mean biblical? You'll keep looking. The second one, he talks about gain five. And the second came saying, Lord, thy pounds gained how many? That's pretty good. Took one, got how many? And he said likewise to him, be thou what? Be thou what? You're going to have authority over how many cities? Five. Good. Three. Number three. What'd three do? And another came and said, Lord, behold, here's your pound. Here's your pound. This is a tough sermon, isn't it, today? It's right from the Bible. He said, I feared you. I feared you. You know the word respect is the word fear. If you respect God, do something. I fear God. It's just a fancy word. It means respect. Because you're an austere man. That word means hard man. You take up that you didn't lay down and you reap that you didn't sow. You've got a lot of people that are out there doing business for you and working for you. And I know you're a hard man. You expect something from these folks. Well, isn't that funny? And the king in this parable says, out of your own mouth, I'll judge you. You wicked. You what? Wicked servant. You knew I was a hard man, taking up that I didn't lay down and reaping that I didn't sow. Wherefore, you gave us not my money to the bank, that at my coming I might have required my own with usury, some interest. We could have made something. You could have done something. And he said unto them that stood by, take him that pound from him and give it to who? Give it to who? No. We're supposed to go give that pound to the poor. We're supposed to give that to the person that doesn't do anything. Well, if you give something to somebody that doesn't do anything, good chance when it's gone, they got nothing. You give something to somebody that can do something with it, good chance he's going to make more out of it and be able to help more people. Do you see how the Bible works, yes or no? That's Bible right there. Good stuff. You can learn a whole lot from the Bible. He made excuses. His own words judged him. His money was taken away and given to the what investor? The which one? That's true. Good. That's why I want to be the one that does 10. Because I want the Lord to bless me. Amen. Yes or no? I want the Lord to bless me. Faith without works, James says, is what? Dead. Got to quit. 10 pounds, for I say unto you that everyone which hath shall be given, and from him that hath not, even that shall be taken away from him. What about those who did not want him to be their king? The last point of this parable, we often don't talk about it. It's coming up right now. But those my enemies, which said I shouldn't reign over them. Remember them? They said they hate me. I don't want you to be my king. I reject you, Jesus. Just go and fill in the blank. Bring them here and do what? Say it with me. Do what? Slay them before me. Well, that's not a very nice God. Well, how about you create and run the planet then? It's the way it is, guys. He calls them enemies. There's more, but I think we got it. Did you get the message? Yes or no? Come on. Do something. Come on. That's a strong word. We got communion. I got people standing in the back pointing at me and stuff. Y'all don't see what I see. Amen. Let's get up on our feet, guys. It's 48. Now, normally that's good for me, but today it's terrible.